So the first thing that we're going to do with submodalities is we want to discover that people actually do have submodalities for the internal representations in their mind. Okay, so here's your exercise. We're going to start with a very simple one, which is called like to dislike. So we're going to start with foods. Why not? You're actually going to find a friend that you can work with, and you're going to take a food that they love, and you're going to turn it into something that they don't like. An example might be, if they love red wine, maybe you'll change it into the submodalities of cough syrup. If they love ice cream, but they hate vanilla yogurt, maybe you'll change the submodalities of ice cream into the submodalities of vanilla yogurt or plain yogurt. So here's a setup for this. The two things that you switch should be the same logical type. That is, ice cream and yogurt, if they love one and hate the other, they're kind of similar in terms of consistency and so forth. Red wine and cough syrup are kind of similar in terms of consistency. So when you're doing like to dislike with submodalities, you want to find something that's kind of similar in terms of consistency. First off, as you begin your exercise, the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to talk to whoever it is that you're working with, and you're going to find out what they like and what they dislike, and make sure that it's, and in terms of dislike, you want to get polar opposites as, if you can as well. So something that they really love and something that they really detest or really hate. Also important to make sure that they're okay to make the change, that they want to make the change. So you need to get some desire in there, because there's free will involved in the process as well. So they need to be willing to make the change and even wanting to make the change. So then, once you've got the thing that they like and the thing that they dislike, then what you're going to do is you're going to elicit the submodalities of both. So what you're going to ask them is this. You're going to pull out your submodalities checklist. Once again, this is in your manual. You can find this. And you're going to elicit the submodalities for first, the thing that they like. And secondly, the thing that they dislike. So we're going to start first with the thing that they like. And you're going to ask them, when you think of that thing that you like, ice cream, for example, do you have a picture? And then you're going to go down your submodalities checklist. Now, by the way, one of the most important aspects of making submodalities work is the speed with which you do them. You've got to be quick. And you're going to go right down the checklist. And you're going to go very quickly. So you're going to say, do you have a picture? And they say, yes. And you say, is it black and white or color? They say, black and white. You say, near or far? Near. Bright or dim? Bright. Notice how quickly I'm going there. I'm not giving them a lot of time, and that you want to do this process slightly faster than the conscious mind can process, because if you give them too much time, the pictures will begin to change on their own. So instead, you're going to do this very quickly. Black and white or color? Near or far? Bright or dim? What's the location? Is it in the center, to the side, one side or another? What's the size of the picture? Is it associated or dissociated? Remember, the distinction between associated and dissociated is, are they in the picture looking through their own eyes? Like, do they see their hand bringing a spoon of ice cream closer to their mouth, or do they see a picture of themselves, their entire body, with a spoon with ice cream on it? Okay, that's the difference between associated and dissociated. Is it focused or defocused? Is the focus changing or steady? You're just gonna fly through these very quickly, and you're just gonna mark them in the first column under column number one. Then you're gonna move into auditory, and what I want you to do is just simply ask them: are there any sounds that are important? If they say no, skip the auditory category completely. And then you say, are there any feelings that are important? If they say no, skip the kinesthetics completely as well. If they say yes, you're going to ask them some of the auditory. If they say yes to the kinesthetic, you'll ask them some of the kinesthetic. Another question I like to ask them at the very end is, what do you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of ice cream, for example? And you can write that down as well. You've now elicited the first set of submodalities for ice cream. Then you're going to ask them to clear the screen of their mind. So just say, clear the screen. This is what we call a break state in neuro-linguistic programming. So you need to break their state in some way. And that can be done as simply as saying, clear the screen. And then you're going to develop the second list. You're going to elicit the second list of submodalities for the thing they don't like or they dislike. So you say, when you think of plain yogurt, do you have a picture? Yes. Is it black and white or color? Near or far? Bright or dim? Location? And you're going to go right down column number two, marking all these things. Are there any sounds that are important when you get to the auditory? And then when you get to the kinesthetic, are there any feelings that are important? And you're going to fill out all the submodalities for list number two. Now, at this point, we've got two completed elicitations of submodalities, one set for the thing they like and one thing for the thing they dislike. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the difference that makes a difference. Like, if one's black and white and the other's color, that's going to be one of the differences that makes a difference. We're going to look at near or far. We're going to look at bright or dim. We're going to see which are the components that are different from one to another that make the difference between whether they like something or dislike that. Okay, so the process up to this point in time is simply what we call a contrastive analysis, where you're taking one set of submodalities and you're comparing them to a second set of submodalities. And what you're going to do is you're going to notice the differences. Perhaps one's in black and white where the other one's in color. Perhaps one picture is near where the other one's far. Maybe one is associated and another's dissociated. You're going to just look at both lists side by side and notice which ones are have differences. Then the next step is to notice what we call drivers. Drivers are those submodalities that really make a difference. They're the difference that makes a difference. Now, typically, there's going to be three different things that will stand out as drivers. It's either going to be the location of the picture. If you notice that the locations are markedly different between the two things that you're doing your contrast analysis for, like one location is very, very close and the other one's far out or to the left or to the right, if the location's different, there's a good chance that's going to be the driver. Now, what I mean by driver is simply this. If you change the driver, all of the other submodalities will tend to pull in alignment with that driver. Okay? So it's the difference that makes the difference. It's either going to be location, generally, associated, dissociated, or the size. So what you're going to do is you're going to actually, once you've looked at the differences, and you're going to look at the difference that makes a difference, then you're going to map them across. Okay, so this is the fourth step. So you've elicited both sets of submodalities, you've noticed which ones are different, and then what you're going to do is you're going to take the thing that they like, that they'd rather not like, and you're going to change those things that are different. So if, for example, for ice cream they're associated, but for plain yogurt they're dissociated, and for ice cream the location of the picture is right in front of their face, but for plain yogurt, it's way off in the distance, you're going to take those components of the picture. You're going to say, okay, now just take that picture of ice cream and make it dissociated so you see yourself in the picture, and then just pull it right back in the same location where that plain yogurt was. And when you change those differences, you should notice the physiological shifts in the person you're dealing with immediately. So whereas once before they were saying, when they were thinking of ice cream, they had a big smile on their face and they're thinking, yum, now all of a sudden it's, oh, yuck, okay? And then just to lock it into place, you can add, now you know the sound that Tupperware makes when it locks into place, just feel that locking right into place now. And that'll lock those submodalities into place. Then you'll tell them to clear the screen once again. Then you ask them, what do you think about ice cream now? And they should go right into that that detest that they once had for yogurt. So it's as simple as that. Now, once again, we're working with foods right now, but this can be applied to your career. If there's a project you're not taking action on that you'd rather take action on, this can be applied to beliefs. Every belief that you have has a set of submodalities that it's made up of. So if you want to take a belief that you want to change, like if you have a belief you wish you didn't have, you could change that into the submodalities of a belief that's no longer true. We'll teach you how to do that when you actually come to the practitioner training. But it's easy enough to do. If you have something that you don't believe that you want to believe, you could take the submodalities of the belief you don't believe now and put it into the submodalities of something that you absolutely know is true. So there's endless possibilities when we begin to work with submodalities in terms of changing our experience of life. I had one woman that came in and worked with me with submodalities, and she came into me because she was grieving somebody, and we changed the submodalities of the person that she was grieving into somebody that she was complete with, somebody that she felt good about, and the experience of grief disappeared immediately. So there's some very powerful techniques that you can begin to work with as you begin to gain mastery of your submodalities. But the first place to start with is like to dislike in foods. So find a partner right now, go out and find somebody and do this exercise now. Find something they like and change it into something they dislike. Now, if you got to change it back afterwards, that's fine. Tell them it's okay. You're willing to change it back if you need to. So have a good time with this exercise, and remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.